NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. Time for a water break from Lemons Water Care with the head coach of the Sturgeon Bay football team, Jim Adams. And coach, before we get into this week's game, congratulations on Sturgeon Bay's first win since 2017. What was that huddle like in that meeting after the game like for you last week?
Well, we talked about how the team stepped up and played together as a team against bigger, faster opponents. We were very pleased with everyone who had stepped up. Obviously, with the spring schedule interfering with scheduling conflicts, it really needed to be all hands on deck, and very proud of the team.
If I remember right, last year you played at their place and you lost 38-8. What was maybe some of the things that you were able to do differently that gave you the edge in this contest?
Certainly limiting the penalties and turnovers. Winning or even on the turnover battle was going to be crucial. When we visited Traumagon, I guess that would be 2 years ago technically, they were able to win the turnover battle. And on top of the penalties, we hurt ourselves in critical situations. So eliminating that was definitely a key to success.
And you had some of your players play in the 7-on-7 league in the fall. How has that experience maybe helped you get used to playing on the turf there at Capital Credit Union Park?
That's a good question. Actually, I don't know that playing on the turf, because it is such a nice surface, it feels identical at playing speed to grass, what we're used to. I think what it did was give the opportunity for some of the younger guys, particularly some of the freshmen, the ability or opportunity rather to adjust to varsity game speed without the fear of contact. That really, I think, played a bigger factor more so than the turf itself.
And coming up this week, you face an Oakfield team. They lost a close game as well. They lost 28-23, I believe, this past week. Having a chance to take a look at film, what do we know about this Oakfield team coming into Thursday night?
Oakfield is another team where we're potentially, at least this week with spring break, the available players, we're going to be a little undersized. We might be a little bit slower in some key positions. What we're going to see from Oakfield is probably a healthy dose of a double wing. We'll see a lot of counters and pulling guards. I would expect with a big quarterback, they probably will spread the field at times, showing an empty backfield, four wide receivers split wide, looking to throw the ball. Getting after the quarterback and eliminating that guard pull will be two areas of focus that we need to capitalize on.
And you mentioned a little bit there, spring break, you have some players out and maybe a little undermanned right now. How have you been able to adjust your practices to be as effective as you can while still getting ready for the opponent?
Well, we take the approach the same way as we do with the roster and the depth chart, and it's next man up. So in this situation for this week, although maybe displaced and missing some of those players, we handled practice exactly the same way as we did last week, hoping that the players that are available to participate will step up just like the week before.
And obviously, when you take a look at how the game unfolded, Anthony Jennerjohn and Jack Schmelzer really stuck out as connecting on two of those touchdowns. What other players really impressed you with how they performed in week one of this spring season?
Well, all of the freshmen that played impressed me. We had underclassmen, sophomores, and freshmen playing on both sides of the ball throughout the game. That's a big jump for a lot of freshmen to go from middle school to playing at the high school varsity level. And they earned the spots that they were playing. So that really pleases me with all of the freshmen. David Zilke is a sophomore, obviously really stepped up to the plate, asking him to play both ways, offense and defense. He had a good game at running back. Alex Marsh, a senior that's starting linebacker for us this year, also playing on offense, but as a linebacker, I would say probably was the most impressive to me personally. Very pleased with his performance.
And the nice thing is that, you know, the difference between 11-man and 8-man isn't exactly reinventing the wheel, but when you have these guys come up from middle school to high school, are they trying to learn the intricacies of an 11-man game compared to an 8-man game, or when you guys had the switch in 2019, did they switch over as well?
So they had, the freshmen had an opportunity as 8th graders to play in, I believe, a couple of 8-man games, so they weren't completely new to that, but at the end of the day, really the biggest thing between 8-man and 11-man to the casual viewer is typically the scoring. When you see a missed tackle on defense, it usually results in a touchdown. That's where a lot of the scoring comes from. The field's a little bit smaller, but there's a lot more space, so we're asking players to make solo and individual tackles more so than you would an 11-man. That's probably the biggest difference for most of the guys.
And then finally, Coach, before we let you go, we like to do fill in the blank here at the end. So, Coach, Sturgeon Bay wins this game if?
If everybody handles the responsibilities given to them and they play as a team.
All right. Sturgeon Bay battles Oakfield at Capital Credit Union Park at 5 p.m. You'll be able to hear that game on 103.3 The Clipper and at newradiosportsnetwork.com. Coach, thank you, and good luck with this game against Oakfield.
Thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate the support.
And I'm Tim Coles reporting for the New Radio Sports Network.